Welcome back to the Campus Chronicle podcast. Today I am here with
Isaiah Cardenas,
Jaden Park,
Katie Hirth.
We're going to be talking with a TikTok band, but before we do that, we're also going to be discussing some small stories around DMAC today. Katie, why don't you tell us about yours?
DMAC has an upcoming Valentine's Day fundraiser where they will have 5 or 6 animals to pick from that includes stuffing, so you stuff it yourself, and you can send them to yourself, another student, maybe even a teacher as just a small little thank you. They are $5 an animal with all proceeds going to Blank Children's Hospital. This event is happening on February 12th in Building 5 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until they run out of stuffed animals, which I have heard they run out quickly, so maybe get there sooner rather than later.
Great.
Jaden. DMAC is hosting a virtual bingo on Tuesday the 25th, and it is online at 8 p.m., and you can find the link on Facebook.
Great. Isaiah.
Andrew Nelson over at the DMAC Show Point facility is extending the applications for Volleyball League. I know the games start at Monday, 4 through 7 p.m., and he's looking for a couple more people for a couple more teams, so be sure to join up.
All right. And our last bit of news is President Robert Denson, our fourth DMAC president, has retired after 21 years. His retirement will be effective December 30th of 2025. All right, TikTok. It was banned for 4 hours, 5 hours. Who uses TikTok?
I have not.
I have.
I do.
Okay. I don't use TikTok either. So, do you think the TikTok ban should have been longer? Anyone can chime in.
I think I thought it was going to be a lot longer than it was, because I think it lasted like 12 hours. And then I got a text from someone, and they're like, hey, by the way, TikTok's back. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like, went to bed, woke up, and it was like, okay, well, that was anticlimactic. I feel like in the weeks leading up, there was so much paranoia, weirdly enough, for an app.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be more, like, probably like a week or something like that. But, you know, when it came back, like, literally, like, the same night, I was just like, all right.
Yeah, I opened my app, and I got the message. I was like, dang, it's going to be banned for a while, I think. But then I wake up the next morning and I'm on TikTok and I text everyone. I'm like, guys, TikTok's back.
Were you relieved?
Yeah. I was like heartbroken when I got the message. I was like, what am I going to do now?
Okay.
I thought it was really funny, all the influencers that were like, so before TikTok got banned, I have a confession to make. And then now it was like when TikTok came back, they were like, hey.
Yeah, so like, what do you do after that? You're like, by the way, my last post. Just forget about that.
Yeah, pretend we didn't make that.
All right, so where do you think social media will go from here? Do you see a new app coming in to take its place? Because for a while it was Red Note. Or do you see TikTok still remaining as the big social media app?
I do think TikTok's going to be back on top, like, if it gets bought and stuff like that. Just the influence it had, I don't think it's going anywhere soon.
I think TikTok will stay up in the big leagues, no matter who buys it. There's like a 90-day extension. I'm sure there's been like many people that came out and said that they would be willing to buy it. I think it's going to stay at the top.
I think it's going to stay at the top. I just know too many people who hate Instagram Reels for TikTok to just go away.
Yeah, that's true. But do you think something else will come in to take its spot? Because there was Vine originally, and then there was Instagram, and now there's TikTok. So in a few years, do you see another?
And before TikTok, there was Musical.ly.
Exactly. Yeah, I forgot about Musical.ly.
I do think, though, if TikTok does get, like, banned, somebody will create an well, because the big controversy is that it's owned by China.
Yeah.
So I think somebody in the U.S. will create something similar, mm-hmm. just because they see the popularity of it and they see it.
That's a big open network mm-hmm. to attack. That's a lot of money right there.
Yep.
All right. Everyone's favorite segment, it's Daylist time. All right, everyone, get your phones out. Okay, who wants to go first?
I can.
Great, go ahead.
Are we doing top three or top four?
Do top three. That's good.
Okay.
Three is a good number.
So my first one is Hold My Girl by George Ezra, I think is how you say his last name. Then Dirt Cheap by Cody Johnson and Chasing Cars by Tommy Profit and Flurry. Sorry if I said that wrong. I don't actually know how to say it.
I don't either.
My daylist is ATL Hip Hop Clean Rap Morning. It has songs by Jello, Tweaker, TV Off by Kendrick Lamar and Magic Johnson by Ian.
Beautiful. Isaiah.
My day list right now is Early Morning Grind. It consists of Kendrick Lamar, Louis II, and Lil Nas X.
Perfect. I had a 1900s Legends Friday morning. Somebody to Love by Queen, Uptown Girl by Billy Joel, and Happy Together by The Turtles.
Those are a good three.
Right? That's a good morning. All right. Thank you for joining us for the Day List segment. The buttons, man. I never hit them right. Okay. So, do you think people were too dramatic about the TikTok ban? This is directed to you particularly. Do you think maybe people were a bit too, like, speedy being like, oh my god, this could be the worst thing?
Some people were worse than me.
I know.
They're like, get TikTok back right now.
Yeah. Do you think that's indicative of where our priorities are at as a country?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
But I think that's also where a lot of our, like, I know for me personally, I can't just sit down and watch a movie anymore.
Yeah.
I can't just sit there and watch a movie straight through. Normally, like, I'll have the movie on and then I'll be on my phone doing something in the background just because my attention span is a lot shorter than it used to be.
I feel the same way. Like, when I go to the theater, that movie better be an hour and a half or I'm not going to be paying attention.
Or I have to be really, really invested in it.
Yeah.
I recently saw Dune 2. Not Dune 2. Gladiator 2. That was the movie. And I really disliked the first one. It wasn't my favorite thing.
Why did you go see the second one?
Well, because my boyfriend wanted to go. So I was like, okay, we'll go. So then we went and saw it. And I actually ended up liking the second one better. But
Good.
I was kind of surprised, especially since I hated the first one. So I was like, oh, this is going to feel like the longest movie ever.
I haven't watched them. But good to know the second one is better. I'll keep that in mind. But when I went to go see Avatar, The Way of Water. Anyone else see Avatar?
Not the newest one.
Okay, good. Because that movie is like 2 hours and 40 minutes. And let me tell you something, 40 minutes of that movie is just water shots. Just them swimming in water for 40 minutes. It's so long and it's so boring. And I needed my phone or something, but I didn't because I'm respectful. So I was just sitting there like, oh God, someone's gonna speed this up.
And that's what I think TikTok has kind of done to us. Like, our attention spans are like so small now.
Yeah, and I feel bad about it, but I don't know how to change it. Like, how do you readapt yourself to only being able to focus on one thing at once?
I would agree. I think I'm also the same way with, like, schoolwork. I only work on schoolwork for, like, 5 or 10 minutes at a time, and then I'm like, okay, now I need a break.
It's time to move on. Yeah, so would the ban be the best option? Following up with all of that. You're shaking your head. Why not?
I'm saying no, because I said I was heartbroken. Honestly, I really wasn't, because I downloaded Red Note like the second that it got banned, and I started scrolling on Red Note. So there's always other options for other people, and I just don't think banning it would be the best. Like, I think people just have to, like, learn to cope with it, and, like, because I procrastinate a lot, and TikTok is what I be on the most. So I think people just have to, like, know their limits and everything, and just put down the phone, put down TikTok.
But do you think the banning of TikTok would incite a new generation of people who have better attention spans than what is sitting at this table right here?
I think possibly, maybe, but I think they can always find another app to...
You're right. What do you think?
I would agree with that. There's always something
new,
something coming after. So, like, you know, Instagram, like, they have Reels now. I don't know.
YouTube has Shorts.
Yeah. Who is it? Snapchat? I know a lot of people don't use it, but Snapchat, if you go all the way over from the story side, they have, like, a real scrolly kind of section.
They don't really count. My brother watches them, and they are the most ridiculous things you've ever seen. Like, I do not get it at all.
I hate when I swipe over to that section, so
it's like,
I'm...
No, it's like a jump scare. Like,
yeah.
It's not the part I wanted. What do you think?
Yeah, I have Instagram Reels, and I just know that, like, if Instagram got, like, banned, there'd be a huge, like an outburst of just, like, to bring it back and stuff like that. I don't think anything's gonna change. Maybe for the better, maybe for not, we'll see.
So a very helpful remark. Good for you. Anyone else have anything to comment? Those are all of my questions, so. Anything else to add? No? No. All right. Thank you for joining the DMACC Chronicle podcast. Have a good day.
Welcome back to the Campus Chronicle. I'm Joanna, and I am here with
Jaden Henry
and Derek Jensen.
And today we're going to share some events with you guys happening on campus. And then we're also going to continue the conversation about the TikTok ban. So first to start, Jaden, do you want to share an upcoming event?
Yeah, so in the Building 5 Student Center on Monday, the February 5th, we have crafts, frames, and bookmarks from 11:30 to 1 p.m. So that'll be super fun, and I'm sure I'll go there and just make some crafts. Yeah.
Yeah. So fun. And then shortly after that, on February 26th, it's a Wednesday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Building 5, the Student Center, there's going to be a hot chocolate bar. So who doesn't want that? It'll probably be pretty cold during that time. I don't imagine it staying as warm as it is. So definitely stop in and get that. Okay, so moving on, we're going to talk about TikTok and the TikTok ban. Jaden, Derek, did either or do either one of you have TikTok? I don't.
Yeah, I have. I have TikTok and I use it daily. So
okay.
Yeah.
I have it, but I don't use it as much as that. But.
Okay. So, what were your initial like thoughts and reactions when you heard that it was banned? Like, did you see it on social media that it was banned, or did you get on the app and you're like, oh my goodness, it's gone?
Yeah, I got on the app and it was kind of like 50-50 for me because mm-hmm. I feel like I spend too much time on it, so that would like reduce it, obviously. But also, I've learned so many things from TikTok,
mm-hmm.
Especially like cooking recipes. That's my favorite. Yes. And I was so sad to lose those, just even if it was for like 14 hours or however long the ban was. The worst thing for me was the habit of clicking into the app.
Mm.
I just kept clicking into the app and it saying, oh, TikTok's not available.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing for me.
Mm-hmm. What about for you, Derek?
I mostly heard about it from my friends. So I was told about it by them. And of course, you know, I heard about it coming mm-hmm. for a while from like Twitter and everything. Then when it actually happened, I was a bit surprised it actually happened. I think everybody just moved to a different app, really,
mm-hmm.
like pretty immediately. Some people got stuck in like the loop, like Jaden did, where just clicking on the mm-hmm. app knowing it was banned. And then like later in the day, it was back. So I don't know. It didn't really amount to anything, in my opinion.
Yeah. During that time when you didn't have like, I guess you could say, when it was banned, was there a certain app or platform that you went to during that time? Or were you just like, nope, I'm just going to keep trying to get TikTok?
I mean, honestly, I didn't really move to an app or download an app. I kind of just, like, scrolled on Instagram more than I usually do, but I'm not on Instagram a ton,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of stayed off my phone when all that happened because it was mainly overnight, so
mm-hmm.
a lot of people were sleeping when it was actually banned, but I definitely noticed I was on Instagram more than I usually am.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think it should have been banned, or were you kind of like, I don't really care?
I mean, I don't really care, like, whether it's banned or not.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with me is, even if they do ban TikTok, there's going to be another app that
yeah.
comes out that's going to become just like it or similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see why they would ban it because it'll just be a constant loop. But me personally, I don't really care. I could live without TikTok, but
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay. What about for you, Derek? Or do you just...
I don't think it should have been banned. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody just went to a different app, like I said, like Jaden said. Honestly, I just think it made people mad,
mm-hmm.
you know, more than anything. And it gave people stuff to talk about, like how we're talking about it now.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think the future of TikTok will look like? Do you think, like, it'll continue on or it'll be maybe, like, permanently banned in the future. What is your, I guess, gut feeling about that?
I honestly don't know. Like, I have a feeling that it will be permanently banned, but I also kind of have the feeling that it won't,
mm-hmm.
because there is that chance that another app will be just like it.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think it'll be permanently banned. You know, it's just so big. It's mm-hmm. so popular. Everybody knows about what it is. Everybody really uses it. Like, even if you don't use it, you've been on it before. And like I said, there's not really a real reason to ban it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Great. Any other thoughts you have about it that you want to share?
Not
okay.
Really.
Now we are going to move on to our favorite segment of the podcast, our day list. Okay. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
So I don't actually have Spotify, so I don't have a day list. So mm-hmm. we're going to do my recently searched in Apple Music.
Okay.
So we have Pink Skies by Zach Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
We Found Love by Rihanna. And Lonely Road by MGK and Jelly Roll.
Okay. All right, what about you, Derek?
So on my day list, it says 2000s Millennial Friday Afternoon.
Okay.
So I got Hey Yeah on there by Outkast. I got Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Ride With Me by Nelly. and just some other songs by some, you know, big 2000s
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Okay, so for people who have been listening for a while, you know, my playlist has pretty much stayed the same, or daylist. I've listened to different songs, but it's, I feel like every week it's just the same thing, boring. This is kind of boring, but it's different. It's country love songs, Backroads Friday Morning. Pulled out an old country playlist, and I guess it did something and changed everything. So the first one I have is Take My Name, Home Sweet, Slow Dance in a Parking Lot, and Soul. I don't think I've ever listened. No, okay, I have listened to a couple of those, but I don't know where some of those came from. But anyways, thank you guys for joining us on this week's episode.